Alex Pavlovich, our guest, a 95.7 The Game Giants insider. And I am curious quickly before we let you go, Will Smith out the door, do we know what the compensation is as far as level of draft pick? And if Bumgarner were to leave, what would that be? Do we know that?
Yeah, in classic Major League Baseball form, it's very complicated. So it's called like after competitive balance round B, but before the third round, which doesn't really make sense.
Okay.
But it is essentially, it's going to be somewhere in the late 70s, somewhere around the 80th pick, maybe a little bit better than that, maybe a little bit worse.
So not bad.
It depends on what happens with team payroll and where other guys sign and how much they sign for. But yeah, it's going to be, you know, if Bumgarner signs elsewhere as well, I mean, that's adding two picks in the top 80 probably to next year's draft. So I know it takes a while for these guys to get up here, but as they try to rebuild that farm system, that'll help. And certainly they took a risk a little bit on Smith, and it paid off.
Did they expect Smith to leave? I mean, because it seemed like such an obvious move based on the fact that Atlanta's a winning team and is probably going to be one for a while, and the Giants aren't. Are they expecting to lose more guys simply because the climb for them back to relevance is so daunting?
Yeah, I think they did. And I mean, that's going to be part of the conversation for Bumgarner, I think. And regardless of what the Giants may or may not offer, I mean, he's competitive. And somebody just asked me on Twitter, I mean, will he pull a Keuchel and sit out until after the draft? I'm like, no, he wants to be their opening day. He wants to be on the mound. He really wants to win. And I know it's a cliche, but I spent a lot of time with Madison during the season just chatting about his future. And he really wants to be somewhere where he can compete. And I think that'll be part of the discussion for him. He's 30 now, so he's going to look at it and maybe go, look, if these guys are still 2 years away, I probably don't want to be a part of that. And I think that was part of the discussion for Smith. I mean, certainly there's a monetary aspect, and it was reported he would have taken that $17.8 million if nobody came with the deal by today. But he really wanted to go somewhere where he could win, and I think he has a really bad taste in his mouth from 2016 in that ninth inning against the Cubs, and just desperately wanted to go back. And he's from Atlanta, so this was perfect for him.
Alex Pavlovich, our 95.7 The Game Giants insider, like all guests appearing on the Dialpad guest line. Dialpad helps you make smarter calls. Alex, always appreciate the time. Thank you so much.
All right, guys. Take it easy.
I want to dig in a little bit while we're talking Giants with you guys on what in your mind is the right approach to this offseason? Because we talked a ton about the non-baseball implications of Gabe Kapler yesterday, but here we are today. Gabe Kapler's the manager, however you feel about it. And this team has some really interesting decisions on its hands, not even specific decisions, but just in terms of how generally are you going to approach this offseason?
I want to see them kind of reset everything financially. I don't. If you're going to lose Bumgarner, right? Like, if you're going to bring back Bumgarner, I'm okay with that. But if you're going to lose Bumgarner, I don't think you overreact and go try to give $250 million to Gerrit Cole.
So you would not want Gerrit Cole. As a diehard Giants fan, let me rephrase. Everybody wants Gerrit Cole.
Yes.
But as a diehard Giants fan, you don't feel the franchise is in a position where it's worth it to go get Gerrit Cole.
Exactly. And I would like to have some of that financial flexibility, because going out and overspending on a great pitcher, not a good pitcher, a great pitcher right now at that age and that price point, that feels like a 2016, 2015, 2014 move. And that's how they kind of got in this situation.
I tend to agree.
I think Gerrit Cole is what you get when you're close to the top.
Exactly. Right.
But I also think Gerrit Cole is off the list for them anyway, because I don't think he wants to be here.
Exactly.
I don't think he wants to be a non-contender. I think that's right.
And I think when I asked the Will Smith question, I was trying to gauge Alex on whether they expect that this is going to be a year where they watch people leave as opposed to bring people in. Because I think that's what we're looking at.
I agree.
I don't think this is going to be a dynamic offseason where Farhan is active in acquiring pieces. I think the rebuild only started its start last year, and I think there's still tons more things that have to leave before he starts bringing things in.
Could it be a year where the things he's bringing in are not the big-ticket items, but he is bringing in assets by virtue of things leaving? Is that what you're imagining, that he can actually move on from some of the pieces that are there?
I don't know that he'll be given the choice.
don't you guys think that they've already been kind of under the cover rebuilding for the last 3 years?
Well, and that's why
no,
I asked.
No, they haven't been rebuilding for the last 3 years. They were kicking the can down the road.
Yeah, for 1 year.
Well, let me finish. In an attempt to extend the glory days and put off the day of reckoning.
Can't you do simultaneously patchwork, which they did with at the major league level, while getting all of these top draft picks? Like, look, they have the number two overall pick in their system. But they had Helio Ramos the year prior to that.
That's not rebuilding. That's just sucking and doing a better job in the draft than they had previously.
But that's how the Astros got to where they're at, except they didn't do it at the major league level with the money that the Giants had already allocated. But they built their team through the draft. And I know, I understand the payroll being what it is, but you can do both simultaneously. They've sucked on the field at the big league level, and their farm has gotten tremendously better.
Right. But I think what Ray's saying you can't do at the same time is not suck and also rebuild the farm system. They sucked on accident, and they did, to their credit, start at least to rebuild the farm system by virtue of sucking, but they continued to make moves at the major league level that did not help them fail to suck and also probably limited their ability to do things at the minor league level.
But largely because they had nothing at the minor league level that was ready to supplant what they had.
Right.
I mean— Because Evan Longoria, when they got him, was because they had no third baseman in the pipeline.
And, and Andrew McCutchen was because they had no outfielders in the pipeline, and they thought, hey, here's two guys who might be able to put us back in contention, and that was probably the wrong way to go about it.
Or just stall till they got a farm system rebuilt.
Perhaps. But I do think now we're further along in that. And so now, I think this is the year, to Ray's point, where let's see Jalen Davis. Let's see Mauricio Dubon. Let's see. You're telling me there's more in the system. I agree with you. But let's see it so we know how real it is. Because otherwise, maybe you can get a draft pick for Brandon Belt. I don't know.
In 1 year, they went from being a top 30. I think they were like 30th overall as far as farm rankings to middle of the pack. That's a significant jump up in 1 year. And that's all I'm saying.
If you think that matters, and it doesn't. Because ultimately, the only way you can gauge your farm system is, A, how many people it created for you, and in the alternative, how many players you got that helped you at the major league level by trading those guys. And you don't know that based on Baseball America's exhaustive but still with limited evidence
of course
picks. I mean, those ratings literally have no bearing at all except to say, the Giants have some people that we thought they picked at about the place where we thought they would go.
That's better than they had done in the previous few years, which is saying something.
That may be, but it's not a metric of any value.
Well, like Christian Arroyo, who we thought was, you know, the next Jeff Kent, like, he's garbage. He's not that good. And I don't want Longoria. Believe me, I'm not trying to make the argument for taking on Longoria, but it's not like they're getting rid of Willie Mays Jr. You know what I mean? Like,
you don't know that he's not Willie Mays Jr. until you put him in the major leagues and find out he's not Willie Mays Jr.
Well, we saw him. He batted 176 for the Giants.
Well, that's my point. When guys are in the minor leagues, you don't have an idea about how good they're going to be.
That's fair.
I remember Gary Brown.
Oh, yeah.
Turns out
we never saw him.
Yeah.
Turns out he was more Willie Mays Hayes. Thank you very much. I'll be here all week. That's the end of the